Oh man, that was awesome. Yeah, I love that. That was brought out so well how, you know, it fits.
Yes, it does.
It just fits.
Exactly, fits to it.
Fits like a glove.
That's right. It does.
You know, I thank God for that. I didn't see that. I see it now. You know, when Faith, when Ruth came with Naomi, she had a heart of faith toward God.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what made her so noticeable.
That's right, exactly.
When
that is exactly.
People of faith, they just stand out. It's like an amplification of who you are, because when she came, Boaz took notice of her.
Yes.
And I believe not just because she was beautiful, but because she had a heart
That's
of faith.
Right.
And then the references that he made about her, you know, that's why she caught his attention. And that's exactly how God is.
That's right.
People of faith, they get God's attention. The Lord looks at them. And he stares at them because mm-hmm. they can believe. They will, he can tell that they'll follow him, that they'll trust him. I begin in chapter 2 as well. And Naomi had a kinsman of her husband's, a mighty man of wealth of the family of Elimelech, and his name was Boaz. And Ruth the Moabite said unto Naomi, let me now go to the field and glean ears of corn after him in whose sight I shall find grace. And she said unto her, go, my daughter. And she went and came and gleaned in the field of the reapers, and her hap was to light on a part of the field belonging to unto Boaz, who was of the kindred of Elimelech. And behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem and said unto the reapers, the Lord be with you. And they answered him, the Lord bless thee. And Boaz said to a servant that was set over the reapers, whose damsel is this? She caught his attention.
Yep.
Because of her faith. We caught God's attention because of our faith. And the Lord, he knew what we would do. And he sent people to say the right things at the right time so that we would come to him. And the work of the Holy Spirit is so beautiful to me. He puts, you know, what Brother Horton brought out. I've seen how the Lord worked things out in our lives. How he helped me understand things at strategic times so that I would follow. So, you know, and I look back at how he taught me to follow him. And he did it biblically. That was a lady at the church I went to called Refuge Temple. And every Sunday she would read Psalms 3 verses, it was Proverbs 3 verses 5 and 6. And she read that scripture every Sunday. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean yeah. not unto your own understanding. Mm-hmm. Acknowledge him in all your ways and he will direct your paths. That word got in my heart. And this, I'm talking years she did this. And then I saw how Elder Lewis used to, he would receive a message from the Lord and you could tell that the Lord gave him that message. I started noticing that. And so I started seeking the Lord too. But the Lord's hand was in it the whole while. And now the Lord took a situation. Naomi came back to Bethlehem, and she brought her daughter-in-law Faith. She came back empty. You know, just like the Jews, no temple.
That's right.
No Ark of the Covenant.
They got nothing. They're empty.
Yeah.
They have nothing.
And they still.
Faith was in place to take care of Naomi.
That's right.
Yeah.
So the church is supposed to take care of Israel.
Yeah. And it all fits.
So we're supposed to take care of Israel.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Well.
And when we do so, we're blessed. this nation was raised up to do something like that.
Well, the church, the body of Christ, what the body of Christ brings forth will take care of Israel. This is not a natural taking care of. It's a spiritual.
It is.
Bring them back to God. You know, their land, we're not supposed to worry about them getting
their land. No, I'm not saying that. We ought to take care of the people that are starving.
Well, we're supposed to do that. That would for be everybody, yes, we are. We're supposed to
so make sure we take, we don't let, we're not supposed to give the Palestinians land that's God already got it. We should be in favor of the Palestinians over Israel.
Yeah. We need to help everybody, I think. It's not God's will for any to perish.
Right.
And even the Palestinians, he won't save.
Yeah, he won't save.
You know,
but he doesn't
want them. They might as well you come down over here. Okay, honey,
I'm just saying to me, if you look at Ruth and who she is, the church, who is she taking care of?
Naomi, her mother-in-law.
Yeah. So we pray.
But if it's spiritual, you're talking about take care of the spiritualists.
We pray for the peace of Israel.
We're supposed to, their borders, we're supposed to pray for, we've just had it in prayer, everything you're supposed to do for this nation. You ought to pray that they come back to their
Yeah, Bible. Somebody used to read that psalm at the same church. They read that psalm every Sunday, pray for the peace of Israel. And I took
peace of Jerusalem.
And I would do that. I pray for them so that they could, our prayers avail much.
Evidently, they've got a different view. Yeah. I just don't want to get into
Let's don't get into that too deep. There will be plenty of time when we get into chapter 4, we'll get into that in more detail.
And we
iron sharpens iron, Joanna.
Yeah, it's many songs that talk about praying because they're blinded. You know, Isaiah blinded them.
Yes, they are. That's the truth. That is the truth.
And see, the Lord can't let the wrong people represent him because it'll set a false pattern. Just like Saul tried to kill David, when people go lukewarm, they become an enemy to the work of God. They neutralize it. They compromise. So the people that represents the work of God, he wants them to be like him. They're supposed to have his heart, the heart of Ruth. They're supposed to take him at his word by faith.
That's true.
They're supposed, you know, even as we take the Lord at his word by faith, it's also important to recognize what's ours, what he's doing, to receive the clues of God. Sometimes the Holy Spirit will do things for you to notice. And as you notice it, you grasp it. You know, they woke Jesus up. That's why he got upset with them for waking him up. They didn't just take the matter and just do something about it by their faith.
That is true.
And he wanted them to calm the seas because they could have done it.
That has to be right.
Yeah. And and Ruth was the kind of person, she saw something, and she always took the clue. And when we're like that, the Lord is always revealing and hiding. He reveals things to people that's hungry, and he hides it from the wicked because he wants those who love him to represent him. So they were shaped by idolatry more than they were shaped by the love of God at the time that Isaiah blinded them. They were shaped by the works of Jeroboam. Their pattern goes, you can trace it all the way back to Egypt. And one of my friends died, and the Lord had me to say something at his funeral, that the first authority figures in a child's life, they shape the way that the child sees God. Now, for 400 years, Israel lived in captivity of Egypt. And Pharaoh shaped the way that they saw God. That's why they always thought that God wasn't going to give them water. He wasn't going to give them food. He wasn't going to give them meat. They always complained. Because Pharaoh, they were looking at God as if they expected God to act like Pharaoh. And God's not fair.
Certainly is.
And that's how the idolatrous survived. And then the witchcraft of Egypt, you know, he sent his, he, Solomon married his daughter. She worked to turn his heart. Benadad, he was trained by Pharaoh, and he worked evil against Israel from the outside. Then Solomon chased Jeroboam. He went to Egypt, and he came back a witch. And he set up a golden calf in Bethel and one in Dan.
Yeah.
And it just went downhill from there. So these people, they were shaped by idolatry. And they can't represent Jesus Christ. So Isaiah blinded them. And they were in a state of blindness till the middle of the tribulation.
That's true.
To wheat harvest.
That's true. Till the time of the wheat harvest. Uh-huh. Which is after the barley harvest.
Yeah.
That's right.
Uh-huh. And now, this is so perfect.
It is perfect.
And I can't wait to next week to see what Brother Hart's going to break out in chapter 2.
Chapter 2 is great.
You know, I thank God for that. And this is so perfect. But those that represent God, we got to know him. And we seek his heart and we take the clues. We live by his word and we progress in it. We stay dedicated to him. Then we represent him, and then he'll anoint us and he'll do the greater works. We hadn't seen what he's going to do. Actually, what he's doing now.
Yeah.
Because Jesus always explained things to the people that were hungry and wanted to know. And he hid it from the rebellious. He spoke parables to them that are without. And to give them a chance. But they have to come into a covenant to go any further. So we got, and I think, I just thank God for his wisdom. I learned, you know, I watch him and learn things like that. And sometimes I can't put it in words, but I see it.
Yeah.
And I,
yeah.
And teachers like what Brother Harden did helps me to explain it. Okay, about out of time. But I end in prayer. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your goodness. I thank you for your chesed.
Amen. Glory to God.
Lord, I pray that you are mighty to move among your people today. I pray that you are mighty to move among pastor and bless the whole congregation. Let everybody leave in laughter today. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.